The nurses must have been kept extra busy when there were so many people who were unemployed and probably not eating as well.
Oh, yes, they were. And just as it happened then, we had all the girls that worked for the VON who've been extremely fine women. But I think at this time, we had they were just devoted, and I mean, time didn't seem to make any difference to them. I mean, they used to be on duty at night. I mean, they seemed to me to be on all day. It was almost a 24-hour job with the nurses then, and they were just women of great compassion. You know, if there were people in trouble, they did all they could to help in every way.
Yeah. Did your fundraising efforts suffer during the 30s?
Oh, well, yes, it did. I mean, we'd have things, and perhaps we'd have perhaps put on a garden party or a sale of some kind, where we perhaps had made $200. We thought we were lucky if we made $50.
Yeah.
So, I mean, people wanted to give, but they just didn't have the wherewithal, you see.
Yeah. How long did that go on? Was it until 39, until the war?
It was quite a... some years,
yeah.
The struggle. And it took us a long time to get back again.
Yeah.
You know, the cut came. And then, of course, when Burnaby went into receivership, there was no... we had no help from the municipality until... they found out afterwards that Mr. Bolton, who loved the VON the same way I did, he'd been putting it surreptitiously, really, to one side. And when Mr. Bennett left at the end of a year, we were given a lump sum of money.
And Mr. Bolton was the treasurer.
Yes, he was the treasurer. He was I'm not sure now whether he was the first treasurer, but he was treasurer in Burnaby for many, many, many years. And he realized he'd come from a part of London where they'd had these visiting sisters, visiting nurses, and he knew the worth of the VON in Burnaby. And I felt we had a very, very strong ally in Mr. Bolton.
Had you gone to the Commissioner Bennett, asked for money?
Oh, yes, but he just, he said that there would be no money coming for the VON, that Burnaby was bankrupt. So I remember going to the meeting. I went in with our president, and she came out in tears. I remember I was so upset because I felt that we all took it so personally, you know, it was something that by hook or by crook, you know, we just had to keep going because it was such a vital part of Burnaby. So, and we did keep going.
So there was just that one year when Mr. Bennett was the commissioner,
yes,
that you didn't get the money.
That's right.
And after that,
and we did get. I mean, we struggled. We got through, and the nurses. I mean, for them to keep on when they're, I don't know what their salaries would be then. Probably about 125 a month. And I can remember my husband, as soon as he had $25 gathered together, we would let the nurse know and that she would come for her money.
That would be $25,
yes,
of money you collected.
Yes, this, yeah, was towards her salary.
So she just got it little bit by little,
yes,
bit.
Yes, that's the only way we could do it.
Do you think that the extra hard struggle in those years would in any way have strengthened the organization? Mm-hmm. Or made it more difficult for it?
No.
In the long run?
No, I don't. I think that we came back stronger than ever, really. And again, as soon as it was possible, the girls proved their worth. I mean, you know, and Burnaby, of course, by this time was growing, and the VON... was being a dominion-wide organization. Quite often, if people came to Burnaby, they'd say, "Is there a VON here? The Victorian Order of Nurses operate in Burnaby." And of course, they have been very strong in Vancouver. I mean, that has always been a large branch there. But no, I feel that if anything that, I mean, and we had stuck together, and I mean, the members didn't, we didn't disappear. We all had been working as hard as possible, but not able to, you know, function the way that we had been used to carrying on.
Now, you always held your meetings in South Burnaby, is that right?
Yes, at the Municipal Hall. One thing, because it was free, it was gratis, and then the nurses, you see that the nurses themselves, that was their headquarters, you see. So the meetings were held there, and the well baby clinics, everything seemed to come up from the Municipal Hall.
So I wonder how people in North Burnaby managed. Would they have gone to the well baby clinics?
Yes. Oh, yes. They used to come, and then I'm not sure now. Did they have? Did they? No, I don't. I think they used to come over to over here. But as I say, it was quite a chore.
Yeah.